Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Ralph Blumenthal, the author of The Believer, about the work of John Mack and covering a lot of the modern-day UFO abduction scenes, talking about this folklore going back centuries where they are in touch with other beings, and you think maybe things like leprechauns, smaller beings, or like gray aliens, things like that. Can we think maybe they're due to the same cause?
Yeah, there's a rich history of different strange beings. I mean, Tom Bullard is a folklorist who's written extensively about these encounters with fairy beings, and it takes various forms. And again, because it's folklore and it's stories that have been passed on and the tales told in ancient annals, and even the Bible, they're just stories, which is the problem, of course. It is anecdotal. There's no evidence that, satisfies scientists. We understand that. And yet, as John Mack pointed out, people get convicted in court on circumstantial evidence, on anecdotal evidence, and they get sentenced to death. So we do accept witness accounts up to a point.
Now, didn't John form his own group of experiencers to research?
He did. He gathered a group of people, ended up several score people that he counseled. It was never clear whether they were patients or subjects. That was an interesting issue. When he came under investigation at Harvard, they asked him, well, are these people patients of yours or are they research subjects? And they were a little bit of both. He did nothing wrong, actually, in the way he handled people, but Harvard could never get its head around what these people were. And in fact, it's kind of confusing because they were not patients in the sense that there was anything wrong with them, except that they had this really weird experience that was very troubling, obviously troubling. And if they were research subjects, they were willing. I mean, they came to John Mack willingly. So nobody could quite figure out what they were, these people.
Did John work with these experiencers in a different way than, say, Bud Hopkins or some of the other experiencer researcher? I'm thinking along the lines that since John was a psychiatrist, that he would approach this subject differently than, say, somebody who was interested in the UFO phenomena.
Yeah, he did in the sense that he was a professional, and Dave Jacobs, who was a history professor, and Bud Hopkins, who was an artist. I mean, not to take anything away from either of them. They were pioneers, very dedicated to, the mystery and trying to figure it out. But they were self-taught people. They taught themselves hypnosis, for example. So that they could get at the memories of some of these people. Mack also had to restudy hypnosis, but he didn't put a lot of stock in hypnosis. He did use relaxation techniques to get people talking, but he was very wary of hypnosis itself. But he certainly had the credentials that others didn't have as a world-famous psychiatrist, and that's what gave him, the added clout to study this field.
Now, parenthetically, Dr. Jacobs has expressed the belief that E.T. is creating a race of hybrids that apparently would infiltrate our society and take over. That's a little bit extreme, don't you think?
Well, this was a big issue between John Mack on the one hand and David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins on the other. Hopkins and Jacobs were very taken by the idea that these were real experiences. They were happening in real time in recognizable reality, and that the purpose of these abductions was to create a hybrid race. It was a reproductive function. And John Mack, who had heard the same stories from people, increasingly believed that there was something else going on and it may not be happening in our reality. But he certainly heard the same stories and he investigated the same stories. And it's very mysterious. Now, the science has not confirmed that there are people going around with a hybrid DNA or with hybrid children. So that's been obviously the missing element all along. But to get back to your question, John Mack was more reluctant to adopt this hypothesis than Jacobs or Hopkins.
So did you have any opinion one way or the other about what you think the cause is? Because some people separate abductions from UFO sightings, asserting there are two different causes, Jerry Clark being one example.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, Mack found an association between UFO abductions and UFO sightings, that many of the people who recalled being abducted afterwards, let's say, who recounted these experiences, remembered a UFO in proximity, but not always. Sometimes, people like Whitley Strieber has had, talks about many experiences, very strange experiences that don't fit a pattern, that are not associated with UFOs, and yet seem to be abduction-type experiences. So that's, that's the issue. I mean, there's certainly people have seen UFOs without remembering being abducted. Now, sometimes memories are clouded. That's another hallmark of this phenomenon, that people claim not to have a clear memory of events. And only afterwards, during hypnosis or relaxation techniques, do they begin to recall or seem to recall, some other events, some encounters with beings. But some people just see a UFO and that's the end of it. Or some people just have an encounter experience and don't see a UFO. So Jerry Clark is right.
And the thing I wonder about here, too, of course, is when you have a case where there is hypnotic regression, the danger exists, of course, that the hypnotist, and I won't mention Dr. Jacobs' name, I just did, might lead the witness on.
That's always an issue with hypnosis, which is why it is not recognized in court. And, you remember probably some years ago the big scandal with retrieved memories and the reliability of these memories. People remembered supposedly being abused, people were convicted of that abuse. And some people actually confessed to abusing other people, or in one case of killing somebody. And had no memory of it till afterwards, and he was convicted. So and later doubt was cast on that event because there was no corroboration of that event actually occurring. And you remember the McMartin school case of the children who claimed the most horrendous kind of abuse without later any corroboration. So the whole question came up of memory. How reliable is memory? And that became a big issue in the alien abduction field. I mean, if people can have these vivid sensations of remembering things that turn out to be impossible or not true, then how reliable can memory be? But on the other hand, all the different alien abduction accounts add up to a kind of a general picture that is pretty hard to throw away, to negate in the end. Yeah, that John Mack found that there was just too much evidence, or not even if you want to call it evidence, too many accounts to discount. So it was just very troubling that there was all this information out there that could not be easily explained away.
And by the way, neighbors, next week we're going to feature UFO researcher David Marler, who owns one of the largest collections of UFO materials and also explores the triangle phenomenon in connection with UFOs. We've got more to come with Ralph, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's pick up on that right now. The thing I wonder about, just in terms of logic, that if E.T. wanted to get genetic samples from somebody, they could do it in a painless way, number one. Number two, they could also do it in a way that you wouldn't even remember what happened. And I think, for example, of this instance back in November where I underwent an angioplasty, where they put a stent in my heart. And the doctor said I was talking through the procedure because I was living in the twilight because of the sedation. I remember nothing of it. I just remember getting up in the hospital bed and sitting there for a couple of hours before I was allowed to leave. So we can pretty easily do things that could cloud your memory. You'd think that if ET is doing this physically, they could make it possible that you'd never remember. It wouldn't happen under hypnotic regression. It wouldn't happen under relaxing somebody. It would be gone. Or they could plant false memories of what really happened.
Yeah, well, you know, when you try to ask why these stories take the pattern they do, it's very difficult to understand. And John Mack dealt with this in the, you know, the case of a landing appearance, manifestation of beings in Zimbabwe in 1995. He went to investigate a very famous case at a school in outside Harare, the capital, where children, 60 children at recess, saw a landing and beings, and became a very famous episode, probably the best documented episode since or even ever, including Betty and Barney Hill, of an alien encounter. Anyway, it happened while the children at recess and no parents and no teachers were around. And they asked John Mack afterwards, he investigated it, he went there and interviewed all the kids, and they said, how did the aliens figure out when the children would be alone and no parents? And he said, you know, I'm not a very good alien psychiatrist, a psychologist. I don't understand why things are happening the way they are. And that really has to be the answer. We don't know why these things were done, if they even happened. In reality, the way they were. Why did the aliens do it this way and not that way? There is no way to answer that question. All we are left with are the accounts that people have given, and they're very detailed, and they are symmetrical. They seem to, you know, fit a pattern. But why they happen this way and not that way is not possible to answer.
John Mack was very educated, had a lot of diverse interest in his life. Do you see from doing your research that it was almost inevitable that he would go into this line of research?
Well, I guess looking back at the trajectory of his life, he was open to new experiences, that's for sure. He was interested in drugs. He did experiment with ayahuasca, with LSD, so he was open to new experiences. So you could say, well, he was a person who, when he came across a new phenomenon that couldn't be explained or easily explained, other scientists or professionals might shy away, but he was willing to jump in. So, yeah, you could see the trajectory of his life. He was courageous. He didn't seem to care much about the jeopardy to his career, which was considerable. He could have turned away, but he was not the kind of guy who would turn away. It was a genuine mystery that he was willing to risk his career to confront. So that really is the only explanation for why he would do that.
But considering the jeopardy, as you mentioned, did his interest and research attract the interest or disdain of his superiors?
Well, very much the disdain. To some extent, the interest of colleagues who stood up for him and spoke in his defense when he was put under investigation. But ultimately, there was quite a bit of disdain at the highest levels of Harvard. They did form a committee. I call it the Inquisition. They called it that themselves at one point. They said it was not an Inquisition. So he, being a psychiatrist, said, well, if it was not that, why'd they say what it wasn't? But it was a kind of an inquisition because it inquired into his beliefs, his methodology, his insurance practices, you know, a lot of private things. And in the end, of course, concluded that he did nothing wrong. But first they took them, you know, over the coals. So there was a lot of skepticism at Harvard. I mean, and Harvard was no stranger to strange research. I mean, you know, William James, the father of psychology, had been attending seances at Harvard and writing about that 100 years ago. So, something about John Mack rubbed them the wrong way.
Did he ever reach, before the end of his life, any conclusions as to what was going on, or was just an enduring mystery that he couldn't solve?
Well, that's a good question. Well, he knew that there was, I mean, basically he didn't solve the mystery, nor has it ever been solved. We don't understand what these experiences amount to. But he did conclude that they happened in some reality, that they were not made up. They were not hoaxes. These people were not fabricating them. They were not doing it for publicity. On the contrary, they were desperately afraid of getting, you know, of being, you know, attracting attention. They sought him under pseudonyms. They were not, definitely not crazy. These people functioned in every other element of their lives. So, he ended up thinking something had happened. There's something going on. I don't know what it is, but it is, it's not nothing.
Now, in past years, one of the people we talked to was a guy named Doug, who was brought to us from Bud Hopkins, and he came on the PowerCast, and I had private conversations, and he had what we would regard as a typical, if you want to call it typical, a typical range of abduction-like experiences, and the guy was a straight-ahead guy, nothing weird about anything he'd done in his life, but this happened to him. And let me throw out something else for you, and we continue this discussion on the other side, and that is, in one of our episodes of the PowerCast, we had Kathleen Marden. I presume you know who she is.
Yes.
And Denise Stoner, a psychic. And Denise told us a story of being abducted, taken aboard a spaceship, and meeting somebody else, total stranger. And they exchanged information aboard the spaceship. And then later on, they sought each other out outside of this experience to compare notes. So we have two people in two different parts of the country undergoing a shared experience, and then after it happens, they recall it and are able to exchange information on similar details. And whatever else is happening, if somebody is experiencing this in his own mind or her own mind, how can something like that occur? That's really strange. Ralph, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, it's Greg Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Ralph Blumenthal, had you ever heard of anything like that, where separate people are abducted in separate locations and get in touch with each other after the event?
Yeah, I have. It's not the first time that has come up. Karen Austin, who was one of John Mack's first abductees or experiencers, he uses a neutral word, which is probably better, because we don't know what the experience really amounts to. So she had a similar account of being taken into a clearing and having these experiences, seeing a being shown a child that she was told was hers, a hybrid child. And later she met a guy who remembered her from that experience, or said he did, and had been at the same clearing. And I've heard, you know, accounts like that. Again, impossible to understand, but they are, I was going to say sworn to, but they're not really sworn to, but they are attested to by people who've had these experiences. And as you said, the people in every other way seem completely normal. They are puzzled themselves. They don't understand these experiences. They are frightened by what they say happened to them. And so they're normal in every other way, and yet they will tell you the story, and they will say it was not a dream. It's more real than anything else that's happened to me. I know it happened. It was, you know, I can, you know, I know I wasn't dreaming, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, I've heard those stories.
Now, some people who follow UFO lore cite the late psychiatrist Carl Jung about a collective unconscious, which I presume means a collective dream. So would abductions be part of a collective dream?
Well, Jung had, you know, a lot of theories about that. And at one point I say in the book, he says it would be a shame if UFOs were real after all. He was so happy with the archetype idea. He didn't want them to be real. They fit into his, you know, gestalt that they were, you know, archetypes. But now we know, you know, as recently as last year in the UAP report, that they're real. And the Navy has said that. These things are real. They exist physically. So there goes, you know, Carl Jung's explanation. I don't know what he'd say if he were around today. But, you know, that's the big breakthrough, that these things are have a physicality. Now, what else they are, we don't know. But at least they're real.
Well, if we think of something, a civilization that's 1,000 years ahead of us, there is no way we can conceive, even the best sci-fi writers, what kind of technology they're dealing with. It's like taking your iPhone, going back to the 14th century and say, here, do something with it.
Yeah. Somebody we quoted in our one of our first articles in the New York Times said it would be like giving Leonardo da Vinci a garage door opener. yeah, what would he make of that? Yeah, we don't know. I mean, you might not even take 1,000 years ahead. Maybe just a few hundred years, we could master this kind of technology. I know they're working on that. I mean, we keep hearing stories about efforts to understand the physics of UFOs, whether they have crashed remains or not. The technology is of great interest, not only to us, but the Russians and the Chinese and probably other countries would love to understand this advanced technology.
Of course, we think of technology and we think of Star Trek, the 23rd and 24th centuries, and then we realize that some of those inventions we already have.
Well, you know, look at the, you know, some of the advanced aircraft that we've developed, the invisibility, you know, the B-2 bomber, which can be invisible by its coat of paint, for example. So, yes, we have some of that technology.
And we think, of course, about cell phones, but you take your Apple Watch or a similar device for the Android platform, and that's a tricorder.
Yeah. You know, when I grew up, they said, well, you know, someday in the future, people will be able not only to talk on the telephone, but you'll look at a screen and you'll be able to see the person you're talking to. You know, wow. well, it's come true.
Well, didn't we have experimentation of that during one of the world fairs back in the 60s where you could have this mechanism that allowed you to have a video conversation, but it was very limited. You had to have someone to connect to on the other side, special setup. You had to spend a lot of money to even test it out when it worked.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but you're right. I mean, if you would have told people a couple generations ago that people were carrying phones in their pockets and connecting them to the World Wide Web and all kinds of, all the information in the world, you could, you know, remember when you'd had an argument over who, you know, who won the World Series in 1934 or who, you know, stole second base and you'd have to go to the library or whatever. Now you call it up and it's no argument at all. All the information in the world, in the universe, is at your fingertips. So that's, you know, that's pretty amazing.
I'm going to throw out something before we get back to Dr. Mack and the abduction research. The Mandela effect. You've heard of that?
I have not.
Okay. So a group of people, if you ask what happened to Nelson Mandela, he died in prison. Now, well, we all know, no, he didn't. He got out of prison, became the head of the country for a number of years. But people still remember that. And then, of course, there is the movie Moonraker, the second film featuring Jaws, the guy with the metallic teeth. And he meets this girl of his dreams named Dolly. I don't know if you recall the film. I wasn't a big fan of Roger Moore's 007. But in that film, people remember Dolly as having metal teeth, just like Jaws. In fact, she didn't.
She had braces.
Yeah, I mean, there's many stories around about multiple universes, infinite universes, and everything is true somewhere. And you know, in one universe, the shark has metal teeth, and another one it doesn't. I mean, I don't. it's fun to speculate.
Well, obviously, the imperfections of human memory, that makes it so difficult to even follow up on a UFO case because people have varying memories. If we look back at Roswell, where the first stories to reach mass circulation came 30 years after the event, and you've got all these people you're trying to set aside and find out what actually happened at Roswell, you get all sorts of stories, some of whom, of course, were made up out of whole cloth. And that may be caused by people just wanting to get into the action. I don't remember it in real life, but hey, if I say that I actually witnessed something at Roswell, maybe those alien beings, well, perhaps I'll get my name in a book. But that was a problem, trying to check back to something that happened so many years prior and getting the real story.
Yeah, Roswell is a really perfect example of the impossibility of penetrating all these layers of misinformation. The fact that the government put out one story in the press release, you know, from the beginning that a UFO had been retrieved, and then backtracking and saying, oh no, it was a weather balloon. And it is just impossible. Now the file has apparently been lost, the original file. Somebody who saw it and wrote a novel about it, I'm blanking on his name, but a famous case I just encountered recently, was apparently one of the last people at the CIA to see the file, but no one can find him. and no one knows where the file is. So it's just, again, one of these this phenomenon lends itself to obscurity.
Some people say that I'm obscure, but I'm still doing the show after 16 years. There you go. Ralph Blumenthal, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz, you're in
the Pedicast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, of course, trying to remember what happened. But I would think here, if the military has lost the Roswell file, wouldn't that argue against it being a recovered spaceship? Because I don't think they'd lose that file.
Well, I'm not saying they lost it. Maybe they hid it somewhere. I mean, it has been it's gone. I mean, it hasn't been found. So where it is or who has it or, you know, what happened to it, I don't know. But it adds to the mystery and makes it, again, one of these things that is impenetrable. It's obscure. This whole phenomenon, and the closer you get to it, the more it recedes.
Some people say that's deliberate, that the force behind the UFOs is doing it that way, so they are always one step beyond.
The government has hidden some records. We know that. Obviously, they have not put out some records. They've hidden other records. They've obfuscated and put out misinformation, disinformation. But there's other aspects of the phenomenon itself that seems to relish mystery and obscurity. There are no good photos of aliens, obviously. Even the UFO pictures, now they're better for the first time now that the Navy has gotten involved. But they're still not what people want. They want very clear, unambiguous pictures of UFOs. Still, many of them are, just shadowy, and there have been better ones, worse ones. But anyway, this phenomenon is not easy to pin down.
Yeah, the phenomenon does seem to have an almost innate knowledge of human psychology, the way it operates and kind of keeps people on edge. You know, people think that, revelation disclosure is coming soon, and then it shifts, and now it's something else.
Yeah, there's a lot of wishful thinking there. I've never subscribed to that, doctrine that disclosure, whatever that means, is imminent. Because you're dealing with human nature, government, nature, secrecy, all kinds of things.
And if the government is busy investigating the phenomenon and trying to improve its techniques, then you'd think they don't know the answer, because if they knew the answer, why would you have these projects?
Well, you say the government as if it's, one person. I mean, there's just different pockets that know different things.
Well, also, you wonder here whether they should have taken it more seriously. And I think of the fact that the major concern, even in the stuff about the UFO projects, is whether it presents a threat to United States security. That's their mission. If something goes beyond that, you kind of think a lot of these people would just say, I don't want to get bothered with that.
Well, I mean, if it represents a threat, that's a worthy question. I mean, that's what we pay our government to do.
Sure, but if they find it doesn't, it doesn't matter what the cause is.
Well, you can't say it doesn't represent a threat because nobody knows what it is. And, sure. I mean, you know, we know it's not Russian or Chinese. That we know. So it's not that kind of a threat. But what the ultimate aim of these objects are, they have no idea.
Aren't we also in a race with other governments to find out what's going on? Certainly if Putin had knowledge of an advanced civilization, he'd be using that as part of his leverage to dominate. And China would be the same situation.
Yeah, we're very much in a race with earthly adversaries. They're interested in the same things we're interested in, harnessing this technology, whatever it is. You know, understanding this mystery, using it for you know, national purposes. Look, if one country could understand the energy involved, that would be a huge breakthrough. If one country could harness that energy, that would put the country, you know, that could dominate the world. So, sure, there's a race for that technology.
Speaking of which, we do know of a UFO investigator from Russia who may or may not come on the show in the very near future. Of course, I'm sure he'll be limited in the things he can talk about, but then, you know, it'd be fascinating to see how they treat the subject because it's different in other countries. For example, in Great Britain, they seem more inclined with the extra-dimensional explanations as opposed to just physical spaceships from Alpha Centauri or something.
Mm. Well, there may be different orientations from different countries, but I think there's an understanding worldwide of what the, you know, what the mystery entails and, you know, what benefits it would be to harnessing this technology. So, you know, there may be slight differences in approach, but I think there's basic, I mean, it's an international community, the community of ufology.
Of course, it implies that job number one is to bring one down to get the evidence of its technology. Obviously something that probably is not going to happen in the real world if it's physical spaceships hundreds of years ahead of us, but certainly that would be a goal.
I think it's been tried, rightly or wrongly. You know, there have been different various efforts over the years to, quote, capture one, whether it's shooting it down or netting it or whatever. But as far as I know, it hasn't worked.
There was actually a UFO book that came out from Frank Ficino Jr., and it's called Shoot Them Down. And it's about the cases in the 1950s, in 1952 specifically, where evidently there were efforts to try to do that.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that. Again, I haven't investigated it myself, so I don't know, you know, what records exist about it, and you know, I've heard stories, but as far as I know, again, that's another hallmark of this phenomenon is that it doesn't respond to conventional weaponry.
Well, certainly, if they're that far advanced, if we do the wrong thing, they could bring us down pretty quickly.
Well, that's true, and so far, I mean, I think that's one of the interesting observations of this phenomenon. It has not acted in a notably hostile manner, if you exclude, you know, the abductions, which are pretty terrifying and hostile and perhaps without much regard for the, you know, well-being of the victims. But there's no evidence I'm aware of that this phenomenon has betrayed a notably hostile, you know, approach to humanity.
Even the instance with Captain Mantell, there are other explanations. And they don't indicate that the pilots behind the UFO were trying to bring down his airplane.
Right. He just disappeared. Maybe he went into the phenomenon. Maybe it took him up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he got too close to it and his plane crashed. I mean, the last transmission was that I've sighted this huge thing and I'm going to try to, you know, get close to it. And then it went dark. So we don't know what happened.
Star Trek episode was based on something like that, where they actually recover an aircraft when going back through time. We're going to end our main segment now of the show, but Ralph Blumenthal will be back for After the Paracast. Ralph, for people who want to get more information on what you do, where do they find you?
Okay, my website is ralphblumenthal.com, www.ralphblumenthal.com. That's my website. It lists all my books. It lists The Believer, all the appearances I've made, and there's a contact tab so you can get in touch with me.
And what are you working on next? Another book, maybe?
I don't know yet. I'm working on some things. I'm still recovering from the 17 years it took me for The Believer.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast. You can also find us on Facebook. We have two areas for The Paracast, but the people at Facebook will not let us put our URL on Facebook. And Tim has the same problem with his website, conspiracyjournal.com. I don't know what they think about us. Maybe they don't like us. You can also buy branded merchandise for The Paracast at theparacast.shop. We offer the usual range of T-shirts and throw pillows and goodies like that. And we have four different logos, by the way, including a couple designed by our former co-host, J. Randall Murphy. That's theparacast.shop. We also offer the Paracast Plus for advanced Paracast listeners. We offer a version of this show with higher bit rate, better quality audio, free of the network ads, and the After the Paracast podcast, where discussions that begin here often continue there, as they will with Ralph Blumenthal. So you want to check that out at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Special deal if you use the coupon code UFO20, that's UFO20, we give you a 20% discount on lifetime and 5-year memberships at Paracast.plus. Ralph Blumenthal, so glad to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Okay, thank you, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.